gentlemen.
Vayoyim Hashem el Avram, miyartzcho, miladcho, mibeisavich. Rashi tells us, lech lecha, lehanoscho, letoivoscho, for your benefit, for your good. Chassidish Shepshat, jail, some trumped up charges. And why was he in jail? A Zokin Echad came to visit him. The Zokin Echad was at Yohanov. And he told him the reason why he is in jail. The reason is that the Rebbe would spend his life being Moisa Nefesh to help people get out of jail. And it's an unbelievable mitzvah. He enjoyed doing the mitzvah. But Rabbi Shalom felt, said at Yohanov, that he doesn't appreciate what an incredible mitzvah is doing. Why? Because you can't appreciate something until you experienced it. You don't know what you're even doing for the people. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that he should land up in jail for a little while. So he sees what it means to be in jail. So now, when you get people out of jail, you know what an unbelievable mitzvah you're doing. This way you'll get much more pleasure out of your mitzvah. Avram's mitzvah was Achnosas Arachim. Somebody is traveling and they haven't got a place to sleep, or they're eating tuna sandwiches and salami wherever they go, and then a bed to sleep, a good meal to eat. It's very geschmack. It means so much to you to be able to have somewhere you can stay properly. And that's what Avram was doing for the guests. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt, Avram, however much he understands the mitzvah, he doesn't know what it means to be traveling, how much they suffer. He doesn't even know what a mitzvah is doing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, Lech Lecha, you should travel. For us in life to know that you can never know what somebody else is going through, to understand what somebody is going through, unless you've experienced that yourself. People think they can empathize with somebody, never somebody has a loss, somebody is sick. It's very hard to relate to it without experiencing it. And it's the same with Yiddishkeit as well. That you hear over and over again, yeshiva, the masikas of Torah, the sweetness of Torah. But it's hard to relate. And somebody tries to explain to you what's so sweet about it, you wonder. It doesn't sound so great to you. There's only one way to know. It's like telling somebody, what is a chocolate cake? He's eating a chocolate cake, you say, what does it taste like? It tells you it tastes like 2 pounds of flour and half a pound of sugar and 6 eggs. I don't think I've got my numbers right. And he starts telling you how much oil is in it, all the ingredients. And that doesn't sound very exciting to you. It doesn't sound that it tastes so good. There's only one way to find out how that chocolate cake tastes. Tamu ru'u. You have to taste it and see. With Yiddishkeit, with Ruchnius, with Torah. Tamu ru'u ki tov Hashem. Taste it and see it's good. But you have to first experience it. The story I always like to say over is when Napoleon was fleeing from the Russians. So he hid in a peasant's home. So the Russians came to the door looking for him. So he hid in some straw. They came in and they said, have you seen Napoleon? They said, no. The peasant said, no. He said, we want to look around. They searched the house and they saw the straw. Next to the straw was a pitchfork. They took the pitchfork, they plunged it through the straw, and they saw there's nobody there. And what happened is Napoleon's muzzle went right next to his nose. It didn't touch him. The peasant thought at that moment they're going to catch him right then. They didn't catch him. Napoleon escaped. And years later, he got this Russian peasant, came to France, and he wanted to thank him for what he did. So he called him in, and he told this Russian peasant, I'm the Emperor of France, you saved my life, and I will give you whatever you want. So the peasant said, there's nothing I need, I'm quite happy with my life. He says, you don't realize it, I'm the Emperor, I can give you anything. Ask me, you get it. He says, no, there's nothing. You sure? He says, well, I'll tell you the truth, there's one thing I was always interested in. Something bothered me. When you were in the straw there, and that pitchfork came through, and you're the famous general, what did you feel at that moment? You heard them walking around looking for you, and then you saw that pitchfork coming. What was going through your mind at that time? So Napoleon goes red in the face, starts screaming. You ask me, the emperor, if I was afraid? How dare you ask such a question? Take him out of the firing squad. They take him out of the firing squad. All the people line up. They go, ready, aim. And just before they fire, the person comes running in, the horseman comes in, goes over to the man, hands him a piece of paper, and he says, this is a message from Napoleon, and it says on it, this is how it felt. It's not possible to know what it means to fear death like that. You can't explain it. You have to experience it. Experiencing it, now you know, you wanted to know how it felt. In life, very often, people, the way they see things is the way they want to see it. People see things with their own perspective. There's an incredible story that takes place over here. People learn through this many times and don't realize what's going on over here. Let me show you something fascinating over here. Vahi Riv, Ben Roy Mikne Avram, or Ben Roy Mikne Lloyd. Lloyd's shepherds and Avram's shepherds are having an argument. And Rashi explains to us, what was the argument? Lloyd's shepherds, they were ashoim, or marim behemtum besodes acherim. They were giving the animals to graze in other people's fields. Roy Avram, moichich moisom. Roy Avram were giving them mussar about it, rebuking them, ala gezel. What did they answer back? Nostar is l'Avram. The land was given to Avram. The loy ain't yoirish. He doesn't have any other inheritance. The Lloyd ben Achiv Yerushai. Lloyd is going to inherit. So he has the right. It's not Gezel. But what's the answer? Vaknani vaprizi oz yoshiv v'oritz. The pasuk continues and says, the land, Avram wasn't zeichen it yet. Even according to Lloyd's tainas, he had no right to take it at that time. So we read this pasuk and we say, yeah, it was a little krum. You don't realize how krum it was. Why is that? Because Avram was told, it's true, he got a nevuah, he's going to get the land. There's a pasuk in this week's parasha says, Vayera Hashem el Avram. Hashem appeared to Avram. What did he tell him? Lezarecho etein es haaretz hazois. To your children, I'll give this land. Who did he say he's going to give it to? Lezarecho. There were two things included. One, you're getting Eretz Yisrael. Two, who's getting it? Children. You, Avram, are going to have children. So if Lloyd knew the nevuah that is getting Eretz Yisrael, he also should have seen that he's going to have children. So he's not going to inherit Avram. But what happened? Lloyd saw what he wanted to see. He chose to see the part that would help him in life. How krum it was. And people do this constantly in life. You have a man standing outside a car dealership. He's looking at this duck that's swimming in some antifreeze and some oil. And he looks at this duck. This duck's meshuggah. He doesn't realize it's killing itself. Now it's the oil, the antifreeze on its wings. It's not going to last long. And then, after this man's watching for a while, he finishes his cigarette, puts it out, and goes back inside the car dealership. In life, we see what we want to see. And for those of you who don't understand, smoking also kills. Surgeon General's warning. There's another beautiful pshat. The pshat I told you by Lloyd there was from the Ber Yosef. The Ber Yosef says another pshat in this week's parasha worth mentioning. He says that when Hagar is running away from Sarah, and she tells the Malach that she's running away, she's suffering there. So the Malach says to her, "Vayoyim elo Malach Hashem, shuvi el gevurteich, return to your mistress, v'sani tachas yodeho, and suffer under her." So it's difficult to understand why is the Malach telling her to suffer under her? That's a chiyuv to suffer. Tell her, go back. I have instructions for you. What are your instructions? Return to Sarah's house. That's what you're supposed to be doing now. Whether you will suffer, you won't suffer, that's not negeya. Either will happen or won't happen. You have to know, you have to go back. But why is he telling you? It sounds like that's part of the tzivui. You should suffer under her. Why is he telling you that? The pshat is, in life, there's a certain destiny that is set for a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants certain things to happen. For nisyonos, for you to be Oved Hashem with it, even with his nisyonos. And it's going to happen to you, come what may, certain things. You can't stop it. That's your destiny. That's your tachlis in this world. There's a story. There was a yid in England who... he was very much involved in chesed projects and gemachs. He was getting older and he found it very difficult to continue doing it. So he wanted to retire and let the younger generation take over. So he decided before he makes a decision like that, he's going to ask the Chofetz Chaim whether he should. So he heard the Chofetz Chaim was going to Vienna for Shabbos. You know where Vienna is, you guys? No, not bad. For an American, that's pretty good. So he's going to Vienna for Shabbos. He'll go to Vienna and spend Shabbos with the Chofetz Chaim. And he made an appointment to speak to the Chofetz Chaim lots of Shabbos. So he spent Shabbos there. There was Shalashudas. They sang Mizmor LeDavid. And then after they sang, the Chofetz Chaim spoke. And he said that he noticed that in Mizmor LeDavid it says, Ach toiv v'chesed yiridufuni kol yimei chayai. Only toiv and chesed should chase me all my life. Chesed and toiv should chase you? That's not a very pleasant thing to be chased by something. Sure, you should have, you should be surrounded by, but chase you? Redifa is something that you have enemies that chase you. Why is it used such a strange lashon? So Chofetz Chaim explained, there are people who their destiny in life is being set aside for them. There's going to be a redif on them. They are going to be chased. And there's such a thing as like being mumps at the dinim, making that din sweet, carrying it out in an easier way. So you could be chased by enemies, if you're fortunate, and you put yourself in the right mumps, instead of enemies chasing you, you fulfill your destiny by being nudged by people. People want rides. People need you to help them things. Help me with my change of tire. There's different things. People keep asking for help with different things. To be involved in this project, that project. So instead of you suffering, you're chased by enemies. Instead, this is the chasing. You're yotzer with that. The Malach is telling Hagar over here, your destiny over here is to suffer. You are going to suffer a certain amount. And there's a choice. The choice is, you could suffer under the Nazis, Yimach Shemo. That's one choice, the type of people you could suffer under. Or you have another choice. You have the choice now to go back to Sarah, and then this Ani Tachas Yodeho, suffer under her. So I'm telling you some advice. Go back to Sarah and accept that suffering under her. Much better under Tzadikim, rather suffer under her than an alternative, because you don't know what the alternative is. At the beginning of the parasha this week, it mentions that Avram went out. Vayikach Avram Sora Yishrei, the we don't say that you left home in the morning to come to Yeshiva, and you came to Yeshiva. Why did they have to repeat itself? So Soprano explains the Pasuk over here. And again, it's a very small Soprano, and people don't realize it's telling us also your sight is in life. So he explains why was he going in the first place. They knew somehow, even at that time, that this is the place. That's the place to get close to Hashem. Now, what's pshat in the end of the pasuk? Says this Parashat. At the end of last week's parasha, Terach also went to go to Canaan. But what happened? He came to Canaan. He stopped there. That was the end of his trip. He didn't make it all the way. This is what is telling you. First in life, you have to set goals. And you have to make a plan how to get there. And then you have to make sure you get there. Terach did part of it. He set the goal. He wanted to go. He realized himself what incredible place Eretz Canaan is. And he had a tshuka desire to go there. But what happened? Those feelings fizzled out. He went. Avram, he didn't go in his father's footsteps. He made that plan to go. But he came there as well. And this is, of course, a lesson for all of us. But number one is, before you attempt to reach that goal, you have to have a plan how to get to that goal. As they say, yeshiva bracha, I'm not very good at that. What's the difference between a cell phone and yeshiva bracha? At least a cell phone has a plan. You also have to make how to get that goal. Or to add Zvi Hartman's line, what he told me. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So Rabbi Isai, choose goals for yourselves, and then make plans how to get there. At the beginning of this week's parasha, we're being wrong. He gets mentioned at the end of last week's parasha, basically a little bit about him. And now we start with the stories of Avram. What was Avram's middah? Avram's middah in life was chesed. We keep losing people. I give you one after the other. Oh. So, his middah was chesed. So, we did. It says, Vayet Oloi, he set up his tent, says Rashi, Oloksiv, it's written, her tent. Betchilo notas oil ishtoi, the Torah is being rammers, it puts Oloi with a hay, feminine. He set up her tent. First he set up his wife's tent, and then his tent. So we're trying to teach you, you know what a great man Avram was? I want to show you as a Baal Chesed. He set up his wife's tent before his tent. Whoopee-doo. Why is that? That's the biggest thing they could come up with, Avram. You get to Baz Vayera, says unbelievable things about Avram. What he did with the Malachim, was sick. And here he tells you, what's the pshat in it? He's teaching you a yesod in life again. That many people get involved in chesed organizations. And you get even Bochrim, who will go to package. It's wonderful. And I respect anybody who does that. But again, what happens on Friday? Are they helping their mothers at home as well? Are they serving on Shabbos as well at home? Is it they're willing to help the world, but when it comes to helping in their own homes, then they ignore it. You cannot sacrifice your family for the good of the Rabbim. Yes, Avram was the greatest Baal Chesed that ever existed, but the Pasuk tells me, but he didn't forget about his wife. He set up her tent before his tent. And my son added something to that interesting point. When the Torah teaches you the Chesed of Avram, what's the first one it teaches you? The first one is, charity begins at home. First it tells you what he did for his wife, then afterwards it tells you the great thing. Shabbos.